You're listening to SBS News.
Sudan's military has seized power, dissolving the transitional government hours after troops arrested Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok and other senior officials. The head of the military, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, announced on national television that he was dissolving the government and the Sovereign Council, a joint military and civilian body created soon after al-Bashir's ouster to run the country.
To rectify the revolution's course, we have decided to declare a state of emergency nationwide, dissolve the transitional Sovereign Council and dissolve the cabinet.
Clashes erupted in the capital Khartoum after his speech, with the information ministry saying that soldiers had fired live bullets on protesters rejecting the military coup outside the army headquarters. Three protesters were killed and around 80 people wounded as forces of the military council coup opened fire to put down the furious demonstrations against the military, according to the Independent Central Committee of Sudan Doctors. Demonstrators had been chanting "Civilian rule is the people's choice," waving flags and using tires to create burning barricades, also chanting "No to military rule." The military takeover comes more than 2 years after protesters forced the removal of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir, and just weeks before the military was supposed to hand the leadership of the council that runs the country over to civilians. Under a 2019 power-sharing deal after the dismissal of Mr. al-Bashir, Sudan is ruled by a sovereign council of civilian and military representatives tasked with overseeing a transition to a full civilian government. But in recent weeks, the cracks in the leadership had grown wide. The power grab by the army was condemned by the international community. Stefan Dujarric is the spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I want to read a statement from the Secretary General, which the Secretary General strongly condemns the ongoing military coup d'etat in Khartoum and all actions that could jeopardize Sudan's political transition and stability. The Secretary General calls for the immediate reconstitution of the governing arrangements provided under the constitutional document. Any attempt to undermine the transition process puts at risk Sudan's security, stability, and development. The United Nations will continue to stand with the people of Sudan as they strive to fulfill their aspirations for a peaceful, prosperous, and democratic future.
Britain's Africa Minister, Vicky Ford, speaking before Parliament in London, said the coup was an unacceptable betrayal of the Sudanese people and called on security forces there to release the country's Prime Minister, Abdullah Hamdok.
The acts of the military today represent an unacceptable betrayal of the Sudanese people and their journey to democracy. I urge Sudan's military leadership to change their course, to release detained politicians, including Prime Minister Hamdok, and to ensure Sudanese people can protest without fear of violence. The actions of the Sudanese military today are wholly unacceptable.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price also condemned the military takeover.
The United States condemns the actions taken overnight by Sudanese military forces. The arrest of civilian government officials and other political leaders, including Prime Minister Hamdok, undermines the country's transition to democratic civilian rule. The civilian-led transitional government should be immediately restored. It represents the will of the Sudanese people, as evidenced by the significant peaceful demonstrations of support on October 21st.
Mr. Price added that hundreds of millions of dollars in economic support for Sudan had been paused.
In light of these developments, the United States is pausing assistance from the $700 million in emergency assistance appropriations of economic support funds for Sudan. Those funds were intended to support the country's democratic transition as we evaluate the next step for Sudan programming.
The country had been on edge since last month when a failed coup plot blamed on Bashir's supporters unleashed recriminations between the military and civilians. In recent weeks, a coalition of rebel groups and political parties aligned themselves with the military and called on it to dissolve the civilian government, while cabinet ministers took part in protests against the prospect of military rule. Sudan is also in an economic crisis. Helped by foreign aid, civilian officials have claimed credit for some tentative signs of stabilization after a sharp devaluation of the currency and the lifting of fuel subsidies. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.